We have been talking about that here. I went to some meetings with the Prime Minister as well as with the Minister of Territorial Administration. We got that figure. But from the document that we received, it seemed to me that it is an estimate based on different hypotheses. One of the hypotheses is that if the elections, the parliamentary elections are held and voters are only those living inside the country, they estimated the budget for that. If we have to have elections in 25 more countries where you have Guineans, they have estimated also that figure. And if we add it like 35 other countries, there is another estimate. So the 600 million is like the most expensive hypothesis that gave that figure. Otherwise, I don't think that we need 500 or even $400 million to go through the process, taking us back to constitutional life.
My question is, did anyone, for example, the ECOWAS or anyone else, promise the military junta that they will give the military some money to hold the election? I'm asking this question because there are those who say that perhaps the military is trying to avoid having election.
I mean, you remember at the beginning of this transitional period, political and social actors were debating about how long this transition is going to last. We were about to agree on 36 months, which would have been 3 years period. It was exactly at that time that ECOWAS sent the experts to negotiate with the junta and the government. They agreed upon the 24 months. And according to the government, ECOWAS has promised to work and get the money from partners. Now, what we've been hearing is like nobody is doing anything. During our meeting with the Minister of Territorial Administration, we have seen that the government has funded some of the activities. But what is missing for all the activities is more than what the government has done. So in some way, ECOWAS has to do its part with the international community as they have given their word to the junta.
In a way, you think that when time comes, the military junta will hold elections?
It will depend, because to hold elections, we need money. And I don't seem to see any way the government can put on the table such money. I think that ECOWA has to do his part, because ECOWA has given its word to the government that they're going to work with the government to find money with the international community.